This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Ahmed Chalabi joins us now from Baghdad. In a week that saw the head of the Iraqi Governing Council killed, accusations over abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison grow more grave. Mr. Chalabi lost his favorite partner status with the United States. On Thursday, Iraqi police and U.S. troops raided his headquarters and seized computers, documents, and weapons they say figure in criminal investigations. The administration also said they have stopped the monthly payments of $340,000 the Defense Intelligence Agency has been giving Mr. Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress since 1998. This just 4 months after Mr. Chalabi sat behind Laura Bush as the president delivered the State of the Union address. Mr. Chalabi, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
I want to give you a chance to respond to some of the charges that are now coming out of the U.S. press that that we assume government officials have furnished to them, and let me ask you about them directly. There is the charge that your security chief has been giving Iran information on U.S. military positions and political plans. Is that true?
That is false. I want to expose the lies of those agencies whose incompetence has driven the United States into this position. We are friends of the United States. We are friends of the American people, and I'm prepared to come and say everything before Congress, and I'm prepared to answer any question that they want. My security chief also is prepared to come, and we will answer any questions in open session.
Well, let me ask you about another charge. Have you and the Iraqi National Congress refused to turn over files that were seized from Saddam Hussein's secret police that figure in the UN Oil for Food investigation?
Again, a false statement and a false charge. I would refer you to the U.S. Department of Defense. We have turned over to them over 12 trucks full of documents.
Well, I think their point was that there are at least a few more documents that aren't on those trucks that they feel they need.
Well, let them come forward and say to us what they need, and we will give it to them if we have them. Now, the point is, why would we hide documents about the oil food for investigation when I myself pushed forward this investigation in the face of opposition from the UN and reluctance from some U.S. agencies? And I myself was the prime mover of this investigation in its initial stages, and it is the CPA that has delayed our effort and has thwarted our determination to expose everything by not going forward after they initially promised with KPMG, the auditing firm that we engaged by the Governing Council to move forward with the investigation.
Well, let me ask you about another big charge, Dr. Chalabi. There are reports that the administration has concluded that information the Iraqi National Council gave them from Iraqi defectors on illicit weapons has turned out to be exaggerated, fabricated, or just plain false.
Again, that is a misconception and a lie, because what we did, we provided defectors. We did not provide specific information. At the end of 2001, the U.S. administration requested the INC if we knew people who can help them with the investigation of weapons of mass destruction. We produced only three defectors. One person they liked very much, and they took, and we don't know where he is still. He's still with them. They brought him to the United States fully a year and few months before the war. The second person they met three times, and the third person they met once and they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And now they turn around and say that on the basis of these three defectors, whom they had a full chance to interview and analyze their information, they blame us for false information when the entire United States intelligence agencies were engaged in this search for weapons of mass destruction. Of course, this is blame shifting, and it is completely false.
Mm-hmm. Why have no weapons of mass destruction been found, Dr. Chalabi?
I believe weapons of mass destruction, Saddam had them in Iraq, and he's hid them very well. They have not found them because they did not look in the right places and did not talk to the right people.
Mm-hmm. There are eight members of the Iraqi National Congress who are at large and reportedly wanted for investigation into criminal behavior. Do you know who these folks are? Are you prepared to say?
I know some of them. My security chief, Aras Habib, is among them.
Are you familiar with the charges against them, or are you familiar responsible?
The charges have been basically false charges. They've trumped up charges. And the same people who were doing raids under Saddam did the raid on our headquarters. And I'm telling everyone to take legal advice and also to consider their safety. After the abuses of the Abu Ghraib prison, it is very difficult to hand oneself over to anybody in Iraq now, especially if these people have been conducting activities in conjunction with U.S. forces against the Ba'ath Party and the terrorists.
Are you going to stay in Iraq?
Oh, yes.
Are you at all concerned for your safety?
It's not my job to worry about my safety. It's the job of others. But it's not a new situation. We survived Saddam. We hope to survive the U.S. Occupation.
Mm. When you use a phrase like that, are you comparing U.S. occupation to the rule of Saddam Hussein?
No, I'm not. But of course, we warned against occupation, and we thought that the U.S. would lose the moral high ground if it changed its status to an occupier. Mm-hmm. And we said that the United States will win the war against Saddam easily, and they did. But we said that the occupation will be major trouble for the U.S., and it has been major trouble. The evils of occupation have become apparent. The abuses of Abu Ghraib prison. There are also other abuses in other areas of administration in Iraq, which will come out. I think the U.S. Congress will not remain silent about what is going on in Iraq, and I think they will continue to probe until they find the truth. The U.S. Congress is a wonderful organization. It is a place where truth is revealed and where all issues of mismanagement and misconduct are exposed.
Dr. Chalabi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ahmed Chalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, speaking with us from Baghdad.